Yeah, Chris has to do with the bomb stuff. But the bottom line is, that's the sin that everybody has. Nature is not to have kibbutzim, to have kashas. And I don't mean kashas to ask your kashas. I mean if there's emes. If there's emes, then... So it was a bracha he never imagined, but he went by, and the Rebbe said to him exactly what he had to say, and his neshama found itself. He could have gone, done his own thing, and then I don't know what would have happened to me. I mean, he would have had a joke. I don't know what would have happened to me. One bit of chmeis, who knows? Well, the Pale Mom issue was between us, Ari Yasha, and so was Bishmak Ari Yasha, the Nechaz, even though Ari Chaz has miles over Ari Yasha. And he came home, we had to come home. We left him in Ligna Yadua, no matter, whatever, we may roam. So he didn't have to roam, he came home before Rome. So L'chaim, L'chaim, the Eibishter should give us all the courage that we shouldn't fall prey to the superficial forces at work and stand at every corner of the road, at every moment of the day, particularly in the middle of the night, and particularly early morning. V'chuli, v'chuli, all of these ascenders, we should have the courage to look for the Eimek and to remain connected to that which is deeper, to the integrity of life and to our own integrity. And always remember that if there's emes in your part, then the Rebbe responds in kind. So this bracha never had a suffix anymore if the Rebbe knows him or not, because he realized that when it counted, the Rebbe knew it. Stam, the Rebbe should make a shrik and tell him, you know, I know your name is Rechach Lekach. For whatever reason, the Rebbe doesn't do it. Maybe it would be the shmak. Sometimes, I don't know, I never saw. What would I do without my uncle, Tom?
The person who was every time going by the Rebbe, that he used to acknowledge that person, that lady, because there was some type of kasher, I don't know exactly, whether the mishpacha or... All the time, whenever the person passed by, that he used to acknowledge more than other people by now. And she had a daughter. And the daughter did not know whether the Rebbe knew who she was. But the Rebbe really went together so often. This old bath, so.
Right.
In any case, one time we went to Dallas, and the mother passes by the dollars, and the Rebbe gives her a dollar like everybody else, without acknowledging anything special. She passes, so she goes out and she thinks to herself, it would be why the Rebbe is not recognize who she is. Shaking or something, maybe the Rebbe doesn't recognize who she is. The daughter didn't go together, walked later, and thinking in her mind whether the Rebbe knows that there's a connection between the two. Anyway, comes to Dallas. And gives her a dollar and tells her mother that I something that I know when she hears something like that. He has a more question.
That guy, you know.
Whoever wants to find a look at the sort of the Dasland, I will make Dion. Yeah, I know who you are.
For you it's not, for the younger chevrets are hiding you. on something. The cat. Is it once over the man he told me the mice said he was pushing deer? There was a chassel. He went in there with chuppas. He didn't push the chuppas and he spent a few minutes with the rabbi. One night later there was a verbrenging. And he came up to get mashka. For his chassel of rabbi Yom Lechaim. He comes up. The rabbi turns to one of the secretaries and he says, "Where is das?" See from here. He says, "It wasn't some question. Who is it? You just saw him last night. I mean, forget about a rabbi, a regular person. How do you have to be a year? You saw somebody last night. Huh? He came in a yichidus from the chassan the night before. Just take mashka l'chaim. That is das. Obviously, there was a deeper Indian. I don't recognize him for whatever reason." A youth came in and told him a story. The guy was a professional liar. He was, I think, a pathological liar or whatever. He was just a professional liar, exaggerating. But those are the tachtamaisi. He told Dr. Lebanon, I pushed the whole story a lie. So right when he finishes, without skipping our beat, Dr. Lebanon says, "This is our legion. What you just said is a lie." So he said, "Nebu, you chesed me that I just invent from nothing, like, it's such a big story with all these details," and he didn't know who he's dealing with, you know. Now, it's a door that in Lyozhna, very near out of Rebbe's chatzor where he lived, there was a big building which was a base tiflis. It was a place for Christian worship, for the Greek Orthodox Christians. It was a very big building. So now to have a close to the building, and he says, "This is das. I can lease it being in, and this is this check." Sucks to me. How can I make it? Look at it, a huge building, right? It's much bigger than this building. And what is it? It's one big shekel. What is it based on? Well, how you will they move? I got some gut was like, how you will they move? Let me start with bubble mice. What do you see from the mice? The fact that there's a big, big, big building has very little to do with the fact that it's true. Big, it's present, it has presence, but it may not have emes. You know, the little steeple, a little dust, but it's emes. So there's also life. That which is readily appearing is not necessarily true. Maybe tempting and they look powerful, but what's deeper, that may be true. And that's our way to always remember that. Chazak, chazak, and mis chazak. Darf sich mis chazak sein, mis eile werden, sa avedis Hashem al pi darki achsidus. Avedis Hashem b'chlau is hard, al pi darki achsidus is even harder. It's geschmacker, but it's also harder. And avedis Hashem is hard, to be an avid Hashem, gewalt. So we darf sich mis chazak sein zusammen with friendship and love, to inspire ourselves and each other to continue to fight our Yitzhahada, to continue to fight the battle to find the flame that's in us, to find the area that's in you, to dig and dig and dig and dig until you find the little Mayim, Mayim Chaim, and not to give up the dig, and not to fall prey to the external feeling that you're only sand and dust. It's like a lot of mud in us, and a lot of dust and a lot of sand, but beneath it is a Mayim Chaim, and that's one of the biggest sayings of Al Taleba. And the Rebbe feels that if you only live with your mud, you don't live with your real self, you really can't be really happy. You're not comfortable with your real self, and that part of you will haunt you. So Shankar, if you continue digging and digging and digging, you'll discover the Mayim Chaim. And once the Mayim Chaim flows, it gets stuffed up again. I'm on the Rebbe. But it's hard. Shachris, Mincha, Mayim. Ah, it's very hard. Sometimes maybe it's easier for some of them. For me and for others it's hard. It's hard because it doesn't seem real, you know? Sometimes it seems like a caricature to me. I grew up in the home of a journalist.
I sometimes look at your music. I tell my uncle, just for a moment, this is what I'm going to say now. You know, I stand aside, I look at religion objectively, how objective can I be? I grew up in this place, but whatever. I wonder what objective I am. I think I am. So, those were brainwashed people think they're objective, it's the worst. But, I make a game as though I'm objective. Anyway, so, it seems to me like a caricature. Remember that Mandy on the girl and all these types of things? Like, all that world is just a caricature world. You know what I mean? It's like a very funny world. And, you know, that's the reason why 98% of the world is a secular place. There's a reason for it.
Shachos, Mincha, Maimon. It's like within the caricature world, it's like very serious. But if you go out of it, it's like, wake up and smell the coffee. And it's like, what's going on? You know, in Eretz Yisrael, Badin Eben Yisrael, he was talking to a group of Mayanot once, and he says, you know what Israel, Eretz Yisrael was like today? He said, it's split up between two groups, basically. One group is, I was thinking of New Orleans, it just kissed us, I told him, I heard there was a beautiful voice. There's one group is busy, one thing. They're doing Shema, and they're busy making sure that they said, Laman, tiz kiru, because in Shulchan Aruch it says, don't say Laman, tiz kiru, because it means, in order that you should get drunk, Laman, tish kiru, you should become shaken. So Shulchan Aruch says, you have to say, Laman, tiz kiru. So some guys in Bris, there's some guys that say Krishna 28 times every single morning. He says, you drive us crazy with Sajman Krishna. In Briz, there's some guys that say 28 times, and they go, Laman, tiz, kiru. Like the bees are coming all over around. Tiz, kiru. Okay? That's one group of Jews. These types of Jews also, I know Yidden, they sit by the Seder. You know, you have to eat the matzah to be Achilles Pras, right? What's Achilles Pras? Some guys say 6 minutes, some guys say 4 minutes. They sit with a clock on the Seder table with the matzah. It's with stopwatches, with seconds. And they're eating the matzah, and they're crazy. And there was once a Jew who had a heart attack from Agnes Nefesh because he went for 4 minutes and 10 seconds, and this is supposed to be the freedom. This is supposed to be the experience of freedom. So this is one group of Jews. They're busy with Laman Tizkiri. Another whole segment of Eretz Yisrael doesn't know the meaning of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the Badin says there's no relationship between the two. They're busy with Laman Tizkiri, and they don't know what Shema Yisrael, they don't believe in Shema Yisrael Hashem, they don't know what Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But when you're in the Laman Tizkiri world, that's it, you know, just tease. Are the 6 people here for your Shtabach? So should be able to fly right there or not. And you just grow up in your bee cave, and you're zing with your tease-kiddos, and making machas, and making hachrazas, and going back and forth. And then there's like millions and billions of people who don't know what in the world you're talking about. Yeah? So the Rebbe tried to create a bridge between Laman Tizkiru and And he created a bridge through Shlichus. So he sobered some of us up. But it's, why am I saying this? I'm saying this because as long as you stay in that place, it's fine. But if you stand back or you end up somewhere else and you look back, it's like, it's weird. Religion is weird. I hope this is not being taped to throw me out of this place. It's weird. It's just weird. I know not everybody feels what I'm saying, but those of you, I could see the twinkle in your eye, those who think this and dream this, I'm talking to you guys. Now, I'm deeply familiar with this weirdness. I experience it on a daily basis. Because in my soul, I'm really not such a weird...
I didn't say the word.
I understand the world better than I understand this world. The reason is because the other world is very apparent. You don't have to think. I always say in my tiny classes, I never saw a person that has to sit down by dinner and has a piece of steak with french fries, with rice, with lo mein, with Szechuan sauce, and a part of a milkshake and a piece of sushi, and it's all there with a chunk of donut waiting, you know, for dessert. And they should say, Tanama, I never saw you sitting down by dinner, and it's going like this. Listen, I'm really not interested in this dinner. It's so weird to eat it. The mice is like this. Since I have to live, you start doing the hisbainus. Your meditation. Since I have to live, and then why do I have to live to serve the Eibushter? And in order to live, I need a body. In order to have a body, you have to have blood circulation, because you have to have oxygen, and your heart has to pump, v'chuli.
That kind of wrestling coming.
Huh?
That kind of wrestling coming.
And the main thing, how do you get blood? You have to have nutrition, and the nutrition has to be converted into blood. And then, Abba! Now I have a zealousness, a passion, a fervor. Now I'm going to eat. Never ever happened. When it comes to davening, you open up the siddur. What the heck? Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech. I finally know you're the king, you're worthy king, you're worthy. What's the problem? Yeah? Doesn't know. I love the steak. I love Haidu Hashem Kiri Vishma. There was one bach in my class, one bach in the whole Zal. There were 200 guys in there. One bach. I remember when we were sitting one night, 11 o'clock, shoveling the bull in Zal. And he was a good guy. He understood stuff well. So he says, we're talking about the pressing thing that Bachim could talk about. So he says, I can't wait for tomorrow morning. Why can't you wait for tomorrow morning? I can't wait to say Haidu Hashem Kiri Vishma. That comes from a person who works on himself, a person who senses chassidus, doesn't learn chassidus, senses, experiences chassidus. Why? What's the reason? The reason is pashat. This is the whole tachlis b'riyas ha'olam. That godliness should not be apparent, and gashmis should be apparent, and it should be easy and accessible. And to find the godliness in you and the godliness in the world, you have to dig and work and hire and be zechnesbeinim and reject your external impulses. If you want to know, I'll pin out to Rebbe, what is Yiddishkeit in one sentence? What is Judaism in one sentence? Here is Dr. Rebbe's version as I understand it. The mission statement of Judaism is to live with the soul in you, the soul in another person, and the soul of the world. The soul in a piece of steak, the soul in a drink of water, the soul in your bank account, the soul in another person, and the soul in yourself. To live with the soul in you, in my relationships, and in the world at large. But to live with the soul is not here. The body is here. The soul is... So when you sit down for the steak, you don't need his brandiness. Why? Because you're tempted to it. Because the love is apparent. But to love Haidu, you have to find out about your neshama. The neshama loves Haidu. But to discover the neshama, it's very hard. Now, what did chassidus do through this? Chassidus created a bridge between the man Tizkir and the people who don't know Shema Yisrael. Without it, if you grew up in a religious world, you become frantic, religious maybe. If you grew up in the outside world, you look at it like a caricature world. Chassidus acknowledges, that's the aspect of chassidus, it acknowledges the Messiah. It acknowledges that godliness is concealed. And that's why it's more normal not to be godly. When Mashiach comes, it'll be normal to be godly. the surface. Through his doubt, Rebbe comforted a lot of people. You know how he comforted us. But if you're not inspired, you know what you should tell yourself? I'm normal. I'm normal. Doesn't mean you should stop working. Work, but you're normal. And this was the Kavana. The Kavana was that the Eibushter wanted to have a home, as Avraham Rappaport coined it in the first Maamar of Samachvav, Hashem wanted to have a home in a cesspool. That's how he types in the Sabbath, and the Baruch Hu means to do it with the best translation I ever heard. Hashem wanted to have a home in a cesspool. That's why we have to go to camp. So the moment you wake up in the morning, you put on tefillin, and you feel like a cesspool. Cesspool is a mekamu luchwach, kishansu, and mishban. It's a kohan, and a yad, and a sham, and a sab, it's a cesspool. You wake up in the morning, and you feel that your heart is a cesspool from Tivus. So what am I going to hide? I'm going to say, who am I talking to? I'm not interested. Zabud al-Tarabu. The Savak or Yishbaruch Hu means to do with the Chetonu. You're the perfect candidate. God wants to live right in here. If you wouldn't be a cesspool, God is not interested in you. Simple is no cesspool. Be a cesspool, excellent. That's where he wants to be. In there, in Tachtein, in the place where people have challenges and struggles, they should pierce through it and find the wellspring within the Eimek, within the Eimek. And this is the Avodah of a Yid, this is the Avodah of a Chosid, this is the Nekudah, this is Nekudah's Inyan, of Avodah Hashem HaPidak Yechzidus, the Yigiyah, the Asmad, the Davin, the learning. Same as in Avos Yisrael. It's much easier to hate people than to love people, you know that, yeah? Especially when you're around a lot, it's much easier to hate people. Why? Because most people are different than we are. I don't mean hate, you want to kill them. I mean, hate. It's much easier not to love people than to love them. You love a few people, but to love everybody. But if you find your soul, you look at another person, you respect another person. If you don't believe in souls, you can't really respect another person. You use other people. When you learn about the souls of people and your own soul, you respect other people. And that's the sub in all relationships. Are you going to respect people or are you going to use people? Are you going to love people or are you going to just play with people? If you learn about your soul, you find their soul, you'll respect them. If not, you'll play with them. You'll use them. You'll manipulate them. You'll make fun of them. You won't really cherish them, respect them. You'll respect people that are similar to you. Yeah, that everybody does. Or people that you can make a buck from. Or people that are popular. But respect, it's using them also. But really respect another person who's really different than you and who may be inferior than you. You have to know about their soul by knowing about your soul. And the same is true with the world and the world eating and sleeping. It's really one soul, yeah? That's why you respect.
Yes.
This is the Hashkafas Eilam of Chassid Alter Rebbe. The male of the Hashkafas Eilam of Alter Rebbe from Malamakam, which is the devil. And Chassid Alter Rebbe means living with the Hashkafas Eilam of the Rebbe. Permeating the Rebbe's view of life, view of another need within us. And basically that's the meaning of a Chassid, to live now as though Mashiach came. What's it to live now as though Mashiach came? Now we still have the Tzimtzum, but to live now beyond the Tzimtzum. It says to pierce through the Hester and to connect to the Emes Havaya La'elam on Emel Gevade. It was just a given that Hakel Nachman Tzayich of Dalet Tevis, 189th name of Emel Gevade to Rebbe. Rebbe Yishma said, the one says, that Havaya L'schus Ayyavun Aleinu. To Rebbe, that Rebbe is the Neshama Chadasha. And the word was done, that was a Neshama Chadasha. The word was done, it didn't cover it, it was a Neshama Chadasha. What says the Neshama Chadasha? Shamakol is a Levi Rabbi. Levi is a Nisham Chadash. A new Nisham. What means a new Nisham? So there was once a debate in the Zal upstairs in 770. The Nisham Chadash means he was never in the world before. He wasn't reincarnated. So somebody wrote a tzatzel and asked the Rebbe. The Zal, if that's Pshat Nisham Chadash. Somebody else said it's another Pshat. It says in the Kutu Teira, Barushi was Kolon, all the Neshamas that are going to be. But then there are Neshamas Chadashas that will be born after Mashiach comes. New types of Neshamas that will not be Nechel of Adam Barushi. So some people said that's Pshat Neshamah Chadash. So So they wrote over to the Rambam. Right, then there was a better result. Somebody said, let's, they gave him the time to the Rambam. When they wrote back, they were able to put the Torah Shira. And the Rambam asked, what's the Shama Kabasha? Once they were put the Torah Shira Shira, Shama was now, that was not a new Shama that was never in the world. That's Pasha. It was a Neshama of Mashiach days. It's a Mashiach, a Neshama that was born too early in history, so to speak. It's a Neshama that wasn't Michal and other Mashiach. It's a Neshama that's going to be born later, was born in Al-Tanab. But the Mesayda by Chabad at Al-Tanab is a Neshama Chadash. The Rebbe Taich, the Fidik Rebbe says, the Rebbe Taich. What's Pshat? The Fidik Rebbe. Okay, this is Pshat. I see. I see. And the Kuntus and Yanush Akkadis, I said this. It's also. Doesn't say it about himself. So Meila, what's the Indian in it? This is the Chudah moving from the Teichel in it. So the Chalaif and what's the Nekudah in this? Because Lachadah Biyas and Mashiach, we have the tzimtzum pierced, the helm is pierced. V'hoi Hashem u'malcha kalaret v'imu yi Hashem u'chadosh mayecha. Amen, u'vadu b'iz galus. So the Meila, the Eir HaChsidus gave even the Kayach, the even before. Me'ein, it's obviously you still have the Messiah and the Yitzhahara v'chulu v'chulu, there's no real chattu ma'avim in Aretz. But this Kayach to be able to be zich v'schazik and to pierce through the helm, it has to touch the light, even if it's just a little bit of the light.
Many stories that were told about my family.